Sci-Fi Feedback. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed. I'm Matt Anderson.
And I'm Kobe Radcliffe.
And we are here today to do some Sci-Fi Feedback. Kobe, are you familiar with how this all works, the Sci-Fi Feedback episode?
I don't know. How about you tell me, Matt?
Well, we've only done one other one like this. As you know, we recently switched up the format of the show.
Yes.
So we've separated out sci-fi news, feedback, and the main topic. So we're just going to be reading through emails that we've received from listeners today.
Interesting.
Yes. I don't think Ben and I have recorded since like early December. And so this is going back quite a ways, some of the feedback here. So I don't have dates by it or anything, but he had called me out on the show and said that now that I'm receiving the email, no one's going to hear back. And I thought that won't be true because I could check it all the time. But it turns out it's really, really is true. So some of you out there, if you are just hearing your sci-fi feedback for the first time, I'm sorry that I never responded to you, but I'll try to get better. So
lazy.
Yeah. So, well, I think we should hit the music to transition into listener feedback, which is also called sci-fi feedback, apparently.
It's now on the new format.
It's a trap. For you, a list of all these different messages. Do you want to just go ahead and start with Andres right at the top?
Do I want to start with Andres?
Yeah, why don't you read, and then I will respond. And then you can respond too, although no one is actually writing to you. I'm actually just using you tonight because you were going to come over anyways to watch the movie, and I needed to put out a sci-fi feedback episode. So I thought, hey, Kobe, come on here with me.
That's nice.
So sorry.
I appreciate the thought and the sentiment.
You know, actually, now that I think about it, though, you've been on the show before.
Yeah.
And you actually won Listener of the Year. Guest Host of the Year.
Really?
You didn't know that?
I didn't get a prize.
You didn't listen to the end of the year listener appreciation jubilee?
No one cared about me enough to tell me that there was an end of the year jubilation.
If you were listening every week, then you would know. Well, whenever we put out an episode. Well, then you should listen to this. I have a clip here.
You don't put one out every week.
So one of the reasons that you won it, I'm just going to be totally honest to everybody else that's listening as well, especially the people that were in the running for your award. I needed to be able to play clips of you doing embarrassing things on the show, and so basically no matter how many votes everybody else got, I really wanted you to win. And actually, here is nice. The clip of that we played when you won that day. Here it is.
Let's just read priceline.com.
Put the link on our Facebook page.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, and then people can go check it out themselves. Kobe, are you texting during the show?
Yeah.
Okay, just so you know, you're going to get called out by me.
Yeah, I once checked the voicemail during the life reports, and I never heard the end of it.
That was the funniest moment.
That's
ever.
Different. See, I'm paying attention still.
Oh, yeah.
So, who's to say Bigfoot isn't an alien?
Yeah, but isn't it a little different when we're talking about something that there's actual scientific evidence for?
What? Who's to say that Bigfoot hasn't come from a different planet, from a Bigfoot planet, and they're researching humans, and along the way, what do they hear? The gospel of Christ. What are they going to do? Bring it back to their Bigfoot planet. And that...
Wait. What?
And that's how their planet gets saved.
This is quite the incredible episode we have going on here.
This is what happens when we let our listeners pick the topic.
Yeah. Kobe's never allowed to guest host again.
He actually left the room.
Yeah, I know. He went to the bathroom.
He should have just said, we could pause recording.
Should we pause recording?
Yeah, let's do it. And we're back. Kobe, you're back from the bathroom.
I am. Thank you for telling everybody I went to the bathroom.
Yeah, so that won the guest host of the year. Kobe, congratulations.
Thank you.
And what's funny is, right when Ben was saying in the clip, are you texting? You were actually texting here in real life, live here tonight.
Yeah,
You have to put that phone away.
No.
All right, fine.
I'm not distracted. I know everything that's going on.
Go ahead and read Andre's feedback.
Do you want me the whole thing?
Yeah, read it, and then I'll react afterwards, unless I stop you.
All right. This is from Andre. It says, I just started listening to your podcast today because I just recently started to listen to the Sci-Fi Diner podcast. And they talked about you guys. I just wanted to say that your podcast is awesome. Please don't ever stop, only in the rapture.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I also just wanted to say that I'm a Star Trek fan. I love all the movies, even the bad ones, because even though all of them had some bad stuff on them, overall, they were all very good movies.
Stop, Kobe. Do you agree with that?
No.
Okay, keep reading.
If Star Trek wasn't so good, it wouldn't be alive today. Yeah. My favorite series is DS9, by the way.
Do you like Deep Space Nine?
No, not at all.
Did you ever watch it?
I did a little bit.
I was just talking to Mike, one of our writers on Facebook, about this today. I used to love Next Generation, and I loved, well, not loved. I watched a lot of Deep Space Nine, but I think because I was younger when I was watching it, it might have been too dark for me. Mm-hmm. And then I watched a lot of Voyager, but didn't actually watch it through its finale, and barely watched any Enterprise. And I just started watching the original series on Netflix.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so continue.
All right, it says, my favorite is DS9, followed closely by Voyager and then Enterprise. And I just couldn't believe how awesome the new movie was. By the way, I'm a Christian guy who lives in Brazil, and I listen to a few Star Trek movies and sci-fi podcasts.
Ooh, if you, Andre, if you like listening to Star Trek podcasts, I would recommend our friend Colin's podcast called Trek News and Views. You can find that on iTunes, which is where I listen to it.
Nice.
Okay, continue.
What got me into this was simply syndicated podcasts. Then I found others, and thank God now I found you guys.
Wow, this is like so nice.
This
thank
is
you.
Awesome. Yeah. Andre's the coolest.
Yeah.
And just to mention, my three favorite sci-fi series ever are Stargate, Firefly, and...
You have to say it in parentheses. Stargate, third place. Firefly, second place. And BSG, first place.
BSG is Battlestar Galactica, correct, for those who don't know. I love Star Trek, but these three series are simply awesome. And just to finish, are you guys ever... Wait, I'm going to read that again. Are you guys or have you ever talked about Jericho? I know it's not sci-fi, but I think it messed with the minds. God bless you and live long and prosper.
I totally think Jericho is sort of a sci-fi type thing. Post-apocalyptic, that's our genre. And actually, I started watching Jericho and kind of got bored by it. but I know it's good because a lot of people like it. So I made it only through two episodes on Netflix. I'm sure I'll watch more of it. But so we've never talked about it on the show as far as I remember. Maybe we will eventually once I complete my viewing of it. Have you ever seen Jericho, Kobe?
I have never seen Jericho. I've watched like 7 minutes and I was like, this is boring.
So what did you think about his top three favorite sci-fi series? Stargate, Firefly, Battlestar Galactica. Have you watched any of those?
I have watched Stargate.
Okay. All 10 seasons?
Not all 10 seasons.
What about Atlantis? Did you watch Stargate Atlantis?
A little bit, yeah.
I've never seen even one episode of any Stargate. Oh, wait, no.
Oh.
Take that back. I saw some of Stargate Universe when that first started. I think I watched the pilot. But other than that, I haven't. But I'm interested. I like the movie.
I'm going to tell you, it's not memorable to me.
Oh, really? Oh, but some people like it.
I know.
I'm definitely checking
it out. I just never got into it.
Firefly.
Nope, never saw Firefly.
Oh, my gosh. You have to watch Firefly. This is probably... let me think about this. I don't know if it's my second favorite show, but it's in my top five favorite shows of all time. And Battlestar Galactica, also probably one of my top five favorite shows.
Also, Dwight Schrute's favorite show.
Dwight Schrute? Yeah. Did you watch Battlestar?
Again, a little bit.
What?
Not memorable. Sorry.
Man, if I was going to recommend one of these, I guess I'd recommend Firefly, but then closely followed by Battlestar. Yep. So great. Email, Andre, thank you for sending that. Let's move on now to Jamie Jones, who says, hi, guys. I just want to drop a message saying that your podcast is my favorite podcast, and I listen to a lot of podcasts. And he actually spelled favorite with a U, so he must be like European or English or Australian or something.
Some kind of
awesome.
British.
Thanks. Well, thank you, Jamie. That's awesome. I'm going to read on. I'm really hoping with Ben's cutback that this isn't the end of the Sci-Fi Christian. I started listening around early December and had to start from the first one. So when I got to the horror of the recent announcement, I was shocked, to say the least. But I completely understand Ben's decision, and I think I like when you guys talk theology more than the other stuff. I find Ben's take on Christianity very interesting. It's very close to mine. Take care, guys. So, yeah. Mm. Can you imagine if you've been listening along, and all of a sudden Ben quits on the air?
Yeah, if you didn't know.
That'd be a tough one. Yeah, so Ben will be back sometime. We had we were planning on trying to do something where Ben comes on a more regular basis, but it's looking like that probably won't happen as often. So he'll be here and there, now and then. So I think I'm planning on trying to bring a mini recorder, which won't be as good a quality of audio as these microphones. Maybe next time I see Ben, and maybe we can check in with Ben and see where things are going or how things are going with him.
Nice.
Kobe, are you curious about Ben's life?
I am curious about Ben's life. I follow him on Facebook. Oh. I mostly just stalk him, but that's how it goes.
That's weird. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and read the next one too, because I have to read them in a certain order. There's two from Blondine. So she has said, may I suggest that you are still reading the book if... Oh, okay. She's talking about this conflict that Ben and I have about if I'm reading a book or not, or when am I no longer still reading a book if I've put it away for a while. So here we go. May I suggest that you're still reading the book if you remember what was going on in the book and where you left off? If you don't have if you don't, and you have to skim overall, I think I might be reading this really bad, Kobe, sorry.
You're doing terribly.
You already read to resume. I think she's trying to say here that if you have to skim to kind of catch up on what was going on, then you probably are not actually still reading it. But if you don't have to skim, then you can claim that you are still engaged with the book. Thoughts?
I honestly don't read very much. But
I can tell.
If you have to keep going back and keep skimming, I don't think you have any idea what's going on in the book.
There's been a couple books
you're not very invested.
Where I've read like 30 pages and then stopped for 2 years, so then I had to go back and reread. And at that point, I think I'm not really still reading it.
Well, if you have a two-year break,
I've got some books up there.
That's pretty crazy.
That I haven't read for 2 years, I'm still in the middle of.
You're not in the middle then.
Okay, so you would take Ben's side in this argument.
Yeah.
So then the second email Blondine sends, it says, I should have added that I sent you the last email while standing in Best Buy where I'm trying to find a Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy DVD for Grace, which is 4 of 10's 14th birthday tomorrow. So good. I'm glad that I'm not spoiling her birthday present. This was sent back in January, so I think we're good here.
Nice.
So have you seen that movie, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
I have not seen it, but Tim Allen is one of my favorites, so I should...
Is Tim Allen in it?
Yeah.
I didn't remember that. I've never seen the movie. I've never read the books. I'm sure they're awesome.
I feel like it was one of his worst. It didn't get a lot of good reviews.
I first heard about Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy in church when I was in, middle school, maybe? One of my youth leaders was talking about it, so... Interesting sci-fi Christian connection there. Do you want to read the next one? And this is...
Well, the Tim Allen one was a remake.
Of what?
The original. What do you mean? A remake?
I don't think you're right about this. I don't think.
Am I wrong?
Well, you read Mike's feedback. This comes from our website. I've saved some of our feedback on our website for a future episode, but I actually copied and pasted Mike's in here. So go ahead and read. This is about our Pixar episode.
All right, here we go. Another fun discussion, guys. You know, of course, the one of the earliest. If not, in fact, the earliest projects on screen from what would become Pixar was the computer-generated Genesis sequence in Star Trek II. Young Sherlock Holmes is in 1985, for all those who didn't know. I always thought that was kind of cool. How far do you want me to keep going in this?
Read the entire thing.
The entire thing, okay.
That's kind of how it works. They send feedback and then we read it on feedback episodes.
Well, there's like a response right in the middle of the email.
Just go ahead and read it. He's just saying in response to the moral
message. Okay.
Yeah.
So the moral message of The Incredibles, you're right, Daniel, some nuancing of that would have been nice. I think the point they were going for is not to bury your talents. So in a way, a pretty biblical sentiment, but as it stands, it's a little, and makes me a bit uneasy too. With just a little tweaking to that, I think the script would be just about perfect. Toy Story 2 is definitely my favorite Toy Story film, and maybe my favorite Pixar film overall. Number 3 has a lot going for it. I think the resolution is just the perfect way to end that saga, but Agreed. It's not as inspired as the first two. And the Spanish Buzz thing bugs me, frankly. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome.
I know.
Okay.
That was pretty great. It seems a little strong on stereotypes for modern Disney movies. Too much kind of like all the engine stuff in Peter Pan.
Interesting point.
Yeah. How does that scene play in Spanish-speaking audiences? I wonder, he says.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. Oh, and he also concludes by saying that he had never heard the rumor about the priest in Little Mermaid. We talked about this. But it turns out there's a website called Snoops that has convincingly debunked it. So if you want to go ahead and read that or follow the link, Mike left it. On our website underneath the main page for that episode, which is episode, 42? Do you remember? Did you listen to the episode about Pixar? Tell me the truth.
But I love Pixar.
We did top 5 Pixar movies. What's your number one? Gosh.
My number one is Toy Story.
Toy Story 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Toy Story 3. So Toy Story 2 wasn't that good. I'm be honest.
Ooh, Toy Story 2 was my, I can't remember, number 5, I think. But Toy Story 3 was my number one. Of all of the Pixar movies.
So. I think Toy Story 1 was my favorite because when I saw it as a little kid, my whole world was changed.
That's really nice. So along the same lines, so we did two, you don't know this, and apparently since you have been listening recently, but we did 2 Disney episodes because Daniel Butcher is like an expert on Disney. And along those same lines, Kristen Larson wrote, "Hey guys, just wanted to say I really enjoyed Daniel as guest host. Great job, Daniel. Glad the Sci-Fi Christian is still going strong. So, see, guys, we can still do it without Ben.
Good job, Daniel.
He's nice and everything, but we got lots of great people in the Sci-Fi Christian community who are going to be joining me, and maybe you out there could join me. Interesting. Well, you want to read... actually, is it my turn? Nope.
It is your turn.
No, go ahead. I just read Kristen's. Read this one by Rick Lee James.
Ooh. All right, I got it. Says, hey, Ben and Matt.
Why'd you make hmm? Oh, because it's you.
It's me.
Nobody knows it that you were going to be on, though. It's not their fault.
I know. It's a surprise.
Hey, Kobe and Matt.
Hey, Kobe and Matt. I really love the podcast and actually have a podcast of my own called Voices in My Head. I use this podcast as an extension of my ministry, and I am an indie Christian singer/songwriter. Cool.
Yeah.
I love comics and would love to talk to interview. Love to have an interview.
Oh, he's saying I would love to talk to or interview you guys on my show. I know I added the word to help make it sound right.
There you go.
Or do some sort of comic book theology conversation. Sorry, you can read now.
Wow. And then he says, think about it. And if one or both of you are interested in being a guest, just let me know and we will set something up.
Well, Rick.
Blessings.
If you're listening, James. I'll definitely do it. And whoever my guest host is for that day can do it. I could even see if Ben wants to do it since he might be on sometime in the possible future. So, yeah, get in touch with me, matt@thescifichristian.com, and we will set something up. That'd be awesome. And maybe we could do a crossover episode so we can record it for your podcast, and then I'll just put it out on our stream too. So, nice. All right. Well, I'll take it now. So this was an email. The subject is, why is it acceptable to eat animals but not other humans?
Best question ever.
Yeah. So this is the subject that Mike Hay has sent in. Gentlemen, see? So you're included in that, Kobe.
Yes.
Gentlemen, jump into your Wayback Machine and recall, or even go back and listen to episode 14, Clones Revisited. So Clones Revisited, Kobe, this was our first listener feedback episode. We had the Clones episode, and then we had an episode just of Clone listener feedback.
That's right. Okay,
so let's go back to Mike Hay. He says, the idea of eating animals versus eating humans was brought up. Animals were put on the earth by God to serve humans and also for purposes of food. This is supported in Genesis chapter 1. Now, I realize episode 14 is pretty far back, but I'm still catching up. I was turned on to your podcast by Michael Bailey and Jeffrey Taylor over at From Crisis to Crisis, a Superman podcast. And that you can find that at supermanhomepage.com. Thanks for the ongoing listening entertainment and occasional theological insight.
Occasional. Occasional. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We do sometimes focus a lot more on the sci-fi things, but yeah, we'll put some theology stuff out there. In fact, I was thinking since, and maybe you guys can let me know what your thoughts are on this. So Ben DeBono has now been taking on a lot more pastoral duties at Epic Life Church. And I'm guessing, and I don't know this for a fact, but I'm guessing maybe he'll have more opportunities to be speaking at church than he has in the past. So what do you think about this, Kobe? What if I put out Ben's sermons in our Sci-Fi Christian feed?
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good idea. He already had a good one a couple weeks ago about the will of God that I kind of want to put out there. Maybe I'll talk to him about that tomorrow at church.
Do it.
All right.
That'd be pretty cool.
Let's respond to Mike Hay. So first of all, he gave some biblical support to why it's okay for us to eat animals but not other humans. Kobe, react.
Well, first of all, it's gross.
Yeah, eating other humans?
That's just wrong.
Yeah, that would be wrong.
And it causes problems. I mean, have you ever heard cannibals?
Yeah.
They have serious health issues.
Right.
Because it's actually wrong for you to do that physically. Yeah. And yeah.
Do you agree that animals were put on Earth by God to serve humans and also for purposes of food?
I do.
I'm trying to think of why else. Yeah, because I mean, God gave humans dominion over the Earth, I believe, to kind of like subdue it. I don't have the Bible in front of me. I did have a Bible over here. Oh, there's one over there. Oh, hey, you want to use your phone? See what you can find out.
Look at that. One. The phone came in use for once.
Yeah, finally. So, yeah. So, Mike, I don't think I would disagree with you too much. So, in conclusion, the Sci-Fi Christian does not support eating other humans. So, and also, okay, so let's talk about this. The From Crisis to Crisis, the Superman podcast, Michael Bailey and Jeffrey Taylor. So, to be honest, I've never listened to this podcast, but I'm really happy that they have recommended us, and I'll check you guys out now. So thanks, and here's a shout out to From Crisis to Crisis, a Superman podcast. You can find it at www.supermanhomepage.com.
Nice.
Thank you. Do you want to read the next thing, or are you still looking for that Genesis one? It's right at the beginning of the Bible.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, sure, no problem. Okay, go ahead.
That's funny.
You want to read Glenn's comment?
Yeah, I'll read Glenn's. All right. It says, hi, guys. I'm a stickler for chronological order. Can you please list for me the places among you audio podcast when you record the video reviews?
See, I should tell you, Kobe, when you're reading this, just to help our listeners not sound like they misspelled words, we actually just fix it for them. So he said, can you please list for me the places among your audio podcasts when you recorded the video reviews?
Yesterday, that would have been helpful information.
Yesterday, I noted that the green was video reviews, but all the green posts seem to have gone. So, okay, so if you go to our main homepage, Sci-Fi Christian, thesci-fi-christian.com, you'll notice that we have a like banner kind of rotating with different yep. things. And it used to have the green video reviews, but Ben and I haven't done a video review since August, probably. So the reason you're not seeing any more up there is because there have been no new ones. And it always shows the, like, I don't know, maybe five most recent things. So it's all podcasts right now. So they're not gone. They're still available on the page. And actually, the site is set up awesomely by Brandon Gibbs. Thank you, Brandon. Where you can actually search just by category. So you can go ahead and look up just our YouTube videos if you want. So
nice.
Yeah, I know it is. And even you can do it by themes too. Did you know this, Kobe? Listen to these think categories. You can search by books, comics, fantasy, the geek grab bag, which is a special thing some of our writers do, horror, movies, news, podcast, reviews, which would also fall under that, YouTube videos, sci-fi, television, video games, and YouTube videos. How many is that?
That's 13.
Yeah, so you can just go on the side, on the right-hand panel, there's a place where you can search by category. So, yeah, I think it's pretty awesome. Our website is amazing, and I can take zero credit for it. It's just, I'm super happy with it. Anyways, Glenn, to answer your question, can I list the video reviews in some sort of chronological order? I cannot. I have literally no idea where they would go in order. I mean, I could probably try to figure it out, but I don't think I'm going to. So I'm sorry about that. I just have to apologize because that would probably be a project that never happens. So, but thanks for checking them out.
Just like your reading list.
No, I read. I read things.
Yeah, you only get halfway through and then you quit.
Okay. Let me read now from Cullen in the UK. Well, before I read, do you happen to be good at reading with an accent by any chance?
Depends on what accent.
British?
No.
Okay, well, I'm just going to read it regular then.
If it was Southern witch doctor,
oh yeah,
but in a woman way, yes.
Well, I'm just kind of upset because Ben used to always read in an English accent, and I thought that since you were here taking his place, maybe you could read in an English accent.
No.
Do we just give it a try?
Absolutely not.
Hi, guys. I just had an idea. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Okay, here's Colin. Hi, guys. I just had an idea for rerun episodes. When you rerun episodes, how about sci-fi reflections? Ooh. As when people look back, they are said to be reflecting on their past. Anyway, I hope you had a great Christmas and Happy New Year. Here's to your continued success in 2012. Live long and podcast, Cullen. So, okay, a couple things to react to in there. First of all, thank you for wishing us a Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you as well, Cullen, even though I think we've probably talked a little bit since then. Let's see. Okay, so the rerun podcast, or the sci-fi reflections, as Colin called it. We've also had a couple other names in there, but before I tell you the other name possibilities, let me just remind you what this is that I'm talking about. So, Kobe, you probably don't know about this since you haven't been listening recently.
Oh my gosh, how many times are you going to bring that up?
I should have never had you on tonight. So, anyways,
you're kidding me.
So, I've had this idea that now that we're separating everything out, sci-fi news, listener feedback, and the main topic, that we should go back and do that to some of our old episodes that were like some of the better ones. Because, like, let's say we're gonna tune into your episode 12, which was all about Bigfoot and
the best episode ever,
and the Leviathan by humans, and the Yeti. So if people want to go back and listen to that, they first have to make it through maybe 20 minutes of news from last April.
It's really annoying.
Is that when you were on April? Does that sound about right? I don't really know. And then they also have to have all this listener feedback at the end. I mean, they don't have to listen to that. So I had this vision, maybe you could say it was given to me by God, that I would start to extract just the main topic and re-release them as their own new episode. So especially one that I really want to do, and probably will be the first one, is the CK interview that we did. So that's an awesome episode, and his interview is great. But, you know, if he's referring people to go listen to it, they have to make it through, like I said, 20 minutes of
news. And I could turn some people off really easily.
Yeah, exactly. So I want to start releasing some of our old, better episodes just as a topic. So yours will be out there at some point. Episode 12. I think that's pretty good. We'll wait to talk about
that. Don't lie to me, to my face.
No, I have some thoughts on it, but I think you can introduce it with me actually someday. and then I can tell you some of my thoughts on it. I just think it's a pretty special episode. So, anyways, all that said to say this, Colin has now, I'm looking for a name to call these. Colin's recommended Sci-Fi Reflections. Mike, who is one of our sci-fi writers that we've mentioned earlier, he has recommended the Sci-Fi Christian Time Loop. I think it was Daniel Butcher that recommended Sci-Fi Flashback. And what other ones do we have? Anyways, so this CK episode, I'm going to release that rather soon. So listeners, you still have maybe a week to get in any sort of ideas that you have for this. And just to be honest, I'm just gonna throw it out there. I'm sort of leaning towards the time loop. I love that. I love that name. So
why?
I think it's awesome. What don't you like about it?
I don't know. It just doesn't pop.
Don't listen to him, Mike. I think it's an awesome idea. So yeah, that was a good noise. By the way, yeah. So anyways, listeners, you have 1 week to send me a better name than any of the ones you just heard. Send it to matt@thescifichristian.com. This is for our rerun episodes. I think Colin put it best, but it's going to be awesome.
Or you can text him at...
No, do not give my cell phone number. All right, Colby, read Mickey's comment for me, please.
All right, Mickey. She said, "Hi, dudes. Cool. Yeah. I can be included in that."
You can.
"Love what you do. I've got my own sci-fi Christian geek blog thing over at geekofchrist.wordpress.com, flying it solo."
Cool. Yeah.
"Interested in a crossover sometime in 2012? So that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. You guys could have a little
thing going on. So he blogs. On. Does he say a podcast too? I don't know. Maybe he wants to just do a crossover blog.
Yeah, but it could just be a blog.
But yeah, I mean, maybe he wants to be a guest host on the show, which would also work. I just Skyped for the first time. I'm preparing for next week's episode that I'm going to be doing with Brady Harden. And Brady and I did a practice Skype this morning just to make sure everything worked well. So Mickey, yeah, I could actually Skype you in if you want to be on the episode or on a episode sometime.
Nice.
So what are his strengths?
His strengths are in Doctor Who, Superman comics, Star Trek, and Frederick Buechner. But he adds, "Though I am a Renaissance geek, possessing some knowledge about most shows, genres, movies, comics, all this kind of stuff."
Yeah.
So then he says at the end, "I think we could have a ton of fun and produce some really cool blog and podcast stuff." So he is interested in podcasting.
Nice. And see, he says email or tweet me, and I failed. It turns out I really am bad at returning emails. I save them for these episodes. So Mickey, hopefully you're listening to this, or maybe I should just go back and email these people that have asked me to. But yeah, definitely. It turns out that I'll probably, we'll have lots of time to bring on guest hosts. So that will be awesome. So I will definitely keep that in mind, and I'll shoot you an email in case you don't hear this. Oh my gosh, look at this, Kopi. We got another one from Rick Lee James, who he had mentioned earlier that he was a singer-songwriter. Let's see what he says. And
holy cow.
You know, this message might be an earlier one. He says, "I love your podcast. I'm a Christian singer-songwriter nerd, and I am always looking for good things to listen to when I'm traveling. I just found this podcast and love it so much. It's great to finally have a place to hear not only about sci-fi, comics, etc., but also to share my love of theology. If you ever want to collaborate on some music for the show, let me know." Yes, I remember reading this a while back. This is awesome. Rick Lee James, tell me this. Are you interested in making a new theme song to the Sci-Fi Christian?
Whoa.
Or maybe like, we play the theme song over again at the end. What if we have like a new closing credit song? So that would be sweet. If you want to do that.
That's high honors, Rick Lee James.
Yeah, that'd be great. So I'll email you too as well. It looks like I have a lot of people to get back to, Gobi.
Yeah, you have to get back to everybody because apparently you don't talk to anybody.
I'm not great at this.
You're like a hobbit.
Well, look at this. I don't know what that means. Look at this long email that we have here from Steve Walker. I read this, but I want you to go ahead and read it.
Oh, my goodness.
I think he also wants to be on the show sometime this year. His subject for it was podcast. All right, take it away, Kobe, in an Australian accent.
All right, nope, that's not happening. It says, "Hi, Matt," so it's not to me, so I don't really care anymore now. "I would like to put my hand up for joining you on an episode of the Sci-Fi Christian podcast, if possible." There you go, you got another one. "My favorite episodes have been the ones where you discuss movies. So my idea would be to discuss a movie. Serenity would be a great movie to discuss because it works on so many different levels."
Yeah.
"I've watched it quite a few times." Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, have you seen it?
I've not seen it.
I've seen it.
I've been told I have to see it.
Well, you've never seen Firefly, so Serenity is basically the Firefly story continued. So,
oh, really?
Watch the 13 episodes of Firefly, and then watch Serenity.
Why is there only 13 episodes?
It got canceled by stupid Fox.
Why did they cancel it if it was so good?
They are idiots. That's why.
That means ratings weren't that good, which means the show wasn't that good.
Ratings weren't good, but doesn't make the show not good.
That's not true at all.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
Ratings mean how good your show is doing.
No, yeah, it means how good it's doing by people viewing it, but it doesn't mean how good the show is. There's tons of awesome shows that don't get viewed.
They also take into account like online views, stuff like that.
Not in 2001 when Serenity came out.
Well, I'm just saying.
Or 2002, I'm not sure, but about Firefly.
They probably did.
I don't think they had things online when Firefly first came out. Do you remember, like, all the stuff is kind of new. Like, Hulu's only been around for, like, 2 years, and...
No, but I'm pretty sure...
I think the first show I ever watched online was 24, which was a Fox show, so... But I think that was after I was already out of college, and Firefly was in, like, the beginning of my college days.
Hmm.
Sorry, man. You have no memory, because you were so young back then.
I was, like, 12.
Yeah. So Steve goes on to give some facts about himself, but ooh. I don't know if I... I'm just not going to read it all, only because the email might have just been to me. I don't know if he meant for me to read this on the air. So, Steve, I will also get in touch with you. This is awesome. So, I've already talked to Colin. I'm going to be talking to Colin from the UK on our show. Now I've got Steve from Australia. There was somebody who wrote us from Brazil. I don't know if he wanted to be on the show, though. But we're spreading out. 2012 is going to be the year of the international sci-fi Christian.
I agree.
So, this is pretty good. So
wait, I do want to mention one thing about Steve.
Okay.
He says he grew up reading comics, mostly X-Men and other Marvel titles, and watching sci-fi, a lot of 70s, 80s, Doctor Who especially.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Marvel is my favorite, so...
Okay, so you like
Steve
Marvel.
Steve is my friend now.
Oh, nice.
Whether he wants to accept it or not.
I'm guessing he's going to accept it, so thanks, Steve. I will be in touch. All these are like...
Maybe.
Shoot, I'm sorry to email you. Do you want to read Dave's for me? This is not Dave Johnson. This is a new Dave. Dave Mass.
Dave Mass. It says, hi, Dave Mass here.
Wait. Let me tell the story about this. Sorry to cut you off.
What?
You look shocked.
I was in a roll.
This is an awesome story. So Ben contacted me one day, and he's like, I just got contacted by Sci-Fi Channel. React, Kobe, you're looking at your phone.
Whatever.
What did I just say?
You got contacted by a Sci-Fi Channel.
Which Sci-Fi Channel?
You didn't say one.
The Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh.
The one that's on
There's TV. Only one Sci-Fi Channel. Why would I have...
So, do you remember...
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember back when Ben did this episode... Or not episode. He did a sermon on fathers. And then we had a fathers in sci-fi crossover episode with the Sci-Fi Christian and with Epic Life Church?
I do. I didn't listen to the episode, but I know exactly what you're talking about. All
right. So, turns out Sci-Fi Channel's website, Blaster.com, which we often check out for news... was doing some sort of thing that had that was tying in sci-fi and church, and so they found Ben's sermon, and they almost posted a link for it on their website. But let me stop there with the story and go ahead and read what Dave says here. So, hi, Dave Mass here, contributor to Sci-Fi Channel's Blaster.com blog. I just posted this roundup of sci-fi inspired sermons. I thought you'd get a kick out of it. Spread it, share it, or just let me know what you think. I was going to include your crossover sermon, but I couldn't quite spin it right to make sense. Nevertheless, I hope this is good fodder for your podcast. So, thanks, Dave. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah.
And thanks for breaking Ben's heart. So the next email I think we have on the list is from Pastor Skip Kress, and this is the last one.
Ooh.
I don't think we need to actually read it all the way, because this was just a personal interaction between me and him. But he also wants to be on the show. So a lot of our feedback is all about people wanting to co-host sometime in the near to distant future. What do you think, Obi?
So many people.
You didn't even ask. You were just coming over, and I was like, hey, can you record with me for a few minutes while I read all these emails?
So many people out there think they can podcast and think it's so easy.
I know. You're proving right now how it's not easy.
I'm proving right now it's super easy. It's so easy, people. If you ever want to do this, seriously, I'm texting right now at this very moment.
Yeah, so Skip, I just decided not to read your email on there. You sent me some good ideas. So since I see you weekly, you'll obviously definitely be on the show, and we can get some idea of...
And for all those people who feel bad that Matt doesn't contact you, he sees this guy every single week, and he still hasn't talked to him about it. So that's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. You're really right, because he does have a kind of cool idea here. What if we talked about Christian sci-fi? We could talk about what makes something Christian... sci-fi versus not, and then define it. Mm-hmm. We could start with the obvious writers like Ted Decker, Tolkien, Lewis, Peretti, but not spend too much time there because we've already covered some of that stuff. So
one of the best episodes.
Which episode?
C.S. Lewis versus Tolkien.
That one. Spoiler alert, if you haven't listened to the end of the year listener appreciation jubilee, but that was episode of the year. I think that was episode of the year.
Okay, how do you not know your own
let me awards? Look. I have them right here.
All I care about is that I won something, so. Yeah. And I didn't get a prize.
No one got a prize. I mean, otherwise, me and Ben would have just got tons of prizes.
Last time I got a prize.
Yeah, I know, but.
And that wasn't even for anything big.
That was for a contest. You won a contest, so you get a prize.
This is a way bigger contest.
It's not a contest. It's an award ceremony. It's like the Oscars. Only, actually, they get something. So, sorry.
They get like a huge pay raise.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't get anything.
I'm sorry.
Also, I wanted to make a shout out to Skip because he was trash talking me on Facebook that I would never win podcast co-host of the year. Well, you know what? In your face. So, end of story.
Nice. All right. Well, Kobe?
I still love you, Skip.
Wow.
But great. I won.
Well, that is all we have for this sci-fi feedback episode. So, Kobe, you'll be back sometime when we kind of flash back to your episode about Bigfoot. But for now, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Kobe Ragsdale.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians, signing off. And we're off.
Okay.
Ow, 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 ow.
These things with glasses sometimes.
The headphones?
A little painful.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. When am I going to co-host again?
You just were on. You're greedy.
That doesn't even count.
Put your phone away. Maybe I'll ask you to come back.
I didn't even ask to come on tonight. It was just a, hey, you're going to be on. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Thanks for helping me out.
No, see, I like podcasting. It's so much fun. Maybe someday I'll create my own podcast that's better than yours.
What will it be called?
The Non-Life Report.
Non-Life Report? It could be about zombies.
Or the Sin Report. There we go.
Ooh, that sounds horrible. That sounds really horrible.
Please stop recording.